Hi, everyone. It's Billy from Gay PHX. And if I sound a little bit more myself, well, that's because I'm officially out of the hospital and on the road back to normal, whatever that means. First off, thank you. Thank you to everyone who reached out, checked in, sent messages, and kept me in your thoughts. This health scare wasn't the same one that we went through last year, but it was close enough to remind me of something important. Take your meds, pay attention to your health, and don't ignore what your body's trying to tell you. Thankfully, things are looking good. I'm feeling better every day. We're bouncing back in just in time because there's a lot happening in our community right now. This weekend, I will be resting, but we will also be out and about starting Saturday night at Grit for another great pool party. There's nothing better than chilling poolside. And then Sunday, we'll be spending part of our day at the Summer Queer Market supporting local artists, makers, creators, and small businesses. And if you see us out there, please come say hello. One of the best parts of what we do is getting to meet the people who make this community so special. Because of our commitment to the Summer Queer Market, we won't be able to attend Regina Gazelle's first fundraising event on Sunday. We're a little disappointed about that because Regina means so much to so many people in our community. But the outpouring of support that we've seen has already been incredible, and we're happy to share that additional celebrations and fundraisers are already being planned for next weekend. And we fully expect to be part of those events and help celebrate Regina's remarkable legacy alongside the community she helped build. And then on Tuesday, we'll be headed to Harkins Christown with Barbara Seville and friends for the Arizona screening of Stop That Train. And if you're down south, don't forget there's a Tucson screening on Monday as well. We're excited to finally see this film in a theater full of community members. Some stories are just better when they're experienced together, and this feels like it's going to be one of those nights. If you haven't grabbed your tickets yet, we'd love to see you there. Details at gayphx.com/Barbara, B-A-R-B-R-A. And this week on the Gay PHX podcast, we sat down with Gabe Archives and talked about preserving the stories, histories, in memories that help build the spaces that we enjoy today. It's a powerful reminder that we are all part of someone's history and that preserving those stories matters now more than ever. And next week, we're turning the spotlight on the Phoenix Gay Men's Choir as they prepare for their upcoming production, Broadway Lights. We had a fantastic conversation about community, visibility, and the power of music to bring people together. After talking with them, we're even more excited to see what they have planned. And of course, your Desert Den Daddy is back with this week's Hot 3. But before we go, I want to give a special shout out to Pup Delos for stepping up while I was recovering. It means more than I can put into words to know that when one of us needs a hand, somebody is ready to step up and help carry the load. That's community, that's family, and that's exactly why we do what we do. I also wanted to share that it doesn't look like we'll be making our annual trip to Tidal Wave in Palm Springs this year. We're definitely disappointed, but after the recent health scare, there are follow-up appointments and tests that need to happen here at home, and that's where our focus needs to be right now. Health comes first, and thankfully, everything is moving in the right direction. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't be out there enjoying all the fun, the family, and community that Tidal Wave brings together every year. And if you headed to Palm Springs, have an amazing time. Make new friends, connect with old ones, support the events, soak up the sunshine, make sure you're checking out K-Gay, and create memories that will last all year. We'll certainly miss seeing everyone, but we'll be cheering you on from Arizona and look forward to hearing all the stories when you get back. And if you haven't made your plans yet, there's still time. Grab your tickets and find all the details at TidalWaveParty.com. One thing that last week reminded me is how lucky we are to have the community that we do. Whether it's someone stepping up to help make a podcast episode, checking in with text messages, showing up for a fundraiser, supporting a local business, preserving our history, or simply making someone feel seen. Every one of us has a role to play in making this community stronger. As always, keep checking GayPHX.com every day. New events, new stories, and new ways to connect are being added all the time. Until next time, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and remember, if you see us out and about, come grab a selfie with us. We love you, Phoenix!